This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 16 and older. In a speech given hours after the approval, U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to get vaccinated. He said, quote, "If you're one of the millions of Americans who said they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened." Biden added, "The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to get your vaccination." Some experts are hopeful that the full approval will encourage more vaccine skeptics to get inoculated. The United States has seen a surge in cases driven by the Delta variant of the virus. Following the FDA's announcement Monday, global health nonprofit Doctors Without Borders called on the pharmaceutical giant to share its vaccine technology to increase the global supply. According to Doctors Without Borders, only 1% of Pfizer's vaccine supply has been delivered to African nations. The head of the World Health Organization is urging countries to delay administering booster shots for COVID-19 by at least 2 months to allow nations with low vaccine doses to receive more. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters during a visit to Budapest on Monday that priority should be given to raising vaccination rates in countries where only 1 or 2% of the population has been inoculated. Tedros also said there is a debate about whether booster shots are effective at all. Hungary is the first country in the European Union to offer booster shots. It joins a growing number of nations, including the United States and Israel, who have begun or are planning to offer third shots to their populations. You're listening to VOA News. The principal of a North Nigerian school that saw a mass kidnapping in May said he's been told that six of those kidnapped victims have died of illness. The principal of the school in the town of Tegina told Reuters on Monday that the kidnappers had called him to say the children died from sickness and to urge that their demands for ransom be met. 136 students were kidnapped from his school in May after an armed gang on motorcycles staged a raid. More than 1,000 Nigerian students have been kidnapped for ransom by criminal gangs since December. In a different case, the kidnappers who last month conducted a mass kidnapping from a Baptist school in the Nigerian Northwest on Sunday released 15 students after parents paid a ransom of an undisclosed amount. In February, President Muhammadu Buhari called on Nigerian state governments to stop paying kidnappers, but desperate parents and communities often raise and pay the ransoms themselves. A judge in the District of Columbia on Monday sentenced Enrique Tarrio, a leader of the right-wing extremist group the Proud Boys, to 155 days in jail for burning a Black Lives Matter flag and possessing a large-capacity ammunition magazine. Tarrio pleaded guilty to the charges last month. According to court documents, Tarrio was among a group of Proud Boys during a demonstration in Washington on December 12, 2020. According to comments Tarrio made afterward, the group stole a Black Lives Matter banner from a church and set it on fire. Tarrio was arrested in January when he returned to Washington, D.C., 2 days before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. At the time of his arrest, he was carrying two large-capacity ammunition magazines. The FBI has said Tarrio's arrest was an effort to preempt the events of January 6th, when a group of supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol building in an attempt to interrupt a congressional proceeding that would certify Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election. Several other members of the Proud Boys were taken into custody after that day's violence. Ukraine and its Western allies on Monday agreed to work toward peacefully ending Russia's occupation of Crimea in a summit that sparked anger in Moscow. The support for Ukraine, which has little chance of changing Russia's position, follows complaints from Kiev in recent months about those allies being reluctant to allow it to join NATO, refusing to deliver arms, and maintaining gas agreements with Moscow to Ukraine's detriment. Moscow denounced Monday's summit and on the eve of the event and imposed sanctions on high-profile Ukrainian officials. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.